I agree with B though. I definitely think that was a shot at Drake.
Okay, so you. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, because I mean, at this point, I feel like why would rappers even bring that up anymore unless they're kind of bringing up the Drake situation? It's right. Not like that was a hot topic before the whole Drake thing. I think that was definitely a shot.
A shot, yeah.
Where do you fit in all this?
Well, I'm a one man team that does a job with no glory at that.
Kids are fucking crazy. These are 4:30.
Yeah, I know.
Who thought you heard it, Doc? Cause this was a surprise, right?
Like, yeah, it was last night, Black Friday. I think they both called Black Friday, but it's just, you know, Cole going over Kendrick beat and Kendrick going over Cole beat. But yeah, man, Kendrick spaz. I thought J. Cole's second verse on his joint was spaz. I wonder that line he said about the, if I wrote it six shots, something. Like, was that a shot to Drake that Cole said? I just caught that, just listening to the
Oh, game. You know what? I don't know.
Yeah, he said something about if I wrote it, something, I sent six shots, you know, because he called himself Six to God or whatever. Mm. Like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
Nah, they're cool. Him and Drake cool.
Oh. But it could be like some competitive.
It could be, but know? I don't know. I don't think know. That's a reach.
But I thought J. Cole's second verse was definitely worth listening. It also just shows, you know, how much Kendrick is, you know, in my opinion, is just, you know, just better, just a better rapper than J. Cole. Even though I still love J. Cole, I'm still a huge fan of J. Cole. But
so you like the Kendrick track?
Yeah, I like
better.
The Kendrick pack track better. Better.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. But I like the Cole track too. And I'm, you know, not.
How often do we hear J. Cole rap like that though?
Not since Friday Night Lights. Like, Friday Night Lights. And he had some moments on that first album too, where he was really showing his ass like that. But you know, mostly he's just been on the songwriting tip for the past couple of albums, which is fine, you know, it shows he can do that. But yeah, you're right. I haven't heard that J. Cole since Friday Night Lights, which was like in the warm-up. Friday Night Lights in the warm-up was like the last time I heard J. Cole like that.
So they're supposed to be dropping an album together or something? Is what it's kind of like they...
Supposed to be.
I know Kendrick's mentioned that before.
Yeah.
And I think J. Cole said something about it too, right?
Yeah, and they have photos where they was in the studio together before and everything. And I remember Kendrick or Cole said, we're just going to drop it out of nowhere. Like, we ain't going to be no promotion, nothing. We're just going to just drop it or whatever. So it's
kind of like what they just did.
What they just did. So I don't know if this is kind of like a warm-up of what to come or, you know. I don't know if this was playing... Of course, it had been playing by both of them. Like, hey, we're gonna drop this on Black Friday, blase. I'm gonna go over your beat, you go over my beat, blase, blase. So I don't know if this is just what to expect.
Yeah, I thought it was cool, man, because you didn't expect it. Like, it totally came out of nowhere. So I just happened to be, you know, online and saw it. And I was like, oh, what is this? And then I saw that Kendrick Lamar dropped his response, or if you want to call it a response, because obviously they collaborated on this.
Yeah.
Because you look at on SoundCloud, it has TDE and Dreamville logos at the bottom.
Yeah. So
you know,
I think this is probably planned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think so. So yeah, man. I listened to it twice last night and was just posting it up. But yeah, when I was listening to it now with you guys, yeah, that second verse, it was like, verse. I'm like, okay, when have we heard J. Cole like really, really rap like this? Because he's mostly kind of laid back. He's never really like aggressive and, you know, real forceful with his rhymes. But, you know, with that shit, yeah, he kind of went in, man. And then, of course, you know, the speculative, you know, line at the end with the tone, you know, bleeping out whatever he was going to say is obviously leading many people to believe that the album may be coming in February. We don't know. Obviously, you know, that's going to be the talk for a while.
Right.
But yeah, so I thought that was cool. And then Kendrick, man, did he even have a hook or anything? He just no, rhymed he just, the whole
he,
way through?
He just went in. He Crazy. Paused a little bit, then he went in again. Yeah. And he was about to do it for the third time, but he was like, no, fuck it.
I'm just fucking shit.
What about, like, them just dropping, like, separate tracks? You ever think y'all, they just should have just got on one track together and just... spazzed out on one track, or y'all cool with them just dropping two separate tracks? Or?
I'm cool with this. I think it's a little something different by them going over each other's beat, like, you know, like, hey, I'm gonna rhyme over yours and rhyme over mine.
But why not just put that on one track, like, beat switch to the next one and just make it one track?
It's a little bit more exciting this way.
Yeah.
Is it? That's what I'm asking.
Different
yeah.
tracks
yeah.
from them, you know, one from J. Cole, one from Kendrick Lamar, you know, and you can kind of listen to Kendrick, then you listen to J. Cole, and then you can also wonder what if. Like, kind of what you're saying. What if they were on one track together and rhyming together instead of just dropping two separate tracks? So yeah, I'm cool with it. Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't, you know, do it that way, but I kind of like the way they did it. And maybe they will release one together.
Yeah.
Fortunate that we were shooting today, so we decided to just randomly do this. out of the blue, so we haven't time to really sit down and process. And this is really a true reaction.
I'd have got around to it at some point, but I mean, I went out last night and I came. While I was out, I was getting tweets like, "Oh shit, you heard the new J. Cole?" Nope. "You heard the new Kendrick?" Nope. "Oh man, it's hot." All right, cool. I'll listen to it when I get a chance. I mean, yeah, the songs are definitely good. I don't think I'm quite as excited as everybody else.
The internet's.
I mean, yeah, there's. You know, the Kendrick is what I expected. You know, it's not like Kendrick did anything different than he normally does. So I can't get that excited over that track because it was good. The J. Cole I actually found to be more interesting simply because he was rapping in a way that I don't expect from him. And that's, you know, everyone's always like, when we start talking about great rappers, always like, "Oh, you guys don't talk about J. Cole." Well, if he rapped like that more often, maybe I would. Mm-hmm. You know, I like J. Cole, but I just feel like he's a bit dry sometimes. He makes great songs, but his rap style doesn't always pull me in like that. But if he rapped like he was rapping on that track, I would be a lot more inclined to be excited about J. Cole.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's better that they dropped two separate tracks. Mm-hmm. Because it wasn't expected. I think them doing a collaborative track would have been what everyone would expect them to do. Be like, "Oh, okay, there's a new..." That's what I thought it was. I thought it was a J. Cole and Kendrick track. And I was like, "Oh, okay, cool, that's interesting." But when I heard that it was actually two separate tracks, it's like, okay, that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
That's creative for them to do it that way. I agree with B, though. I definitely think that was a shot at Drake.
Okay, so you... Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because, I mean, at this point, I feel like why would rappers even bring that up anymore unless they're kind of bringing up the Drake situation? It's
right.
Not like that was a hot topic before the whole Drake thing. I think that was definitely a shot.
A shot, yeah.
You know, or maybe, yeah, like a playful shot. It may not have been a diss.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a shot.
Yeah.
Especially after
with
Drake and Kendrick had their whole issue. I definitely think that was a shot.
Where was it released? Whose SoundCloud was that?
It was Top Dog SoundCloud and Dreamville SoundCloud.
Yeah.
So Top Dog released Kendrick and Dreamville released.
Dreamville dropped J. Cole's.
Oh, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Set the internet on fire.
Did it though? It wasn't like a control verse fire.
Nah, oh, nah, not like that.
No, not
like that. I mean, you know how it is, man. Mm-hmm. They drop something and, you know, Mike's mentions blew up. People asking me, "Yo, you're the new whatever." I'm like, you know, I just happened to hear it. I just happened to be online.
Yeah.
Other than that, I probably wouldn't have heard it and probably would have, you know,
been
in the interest to hear it.
It's like whatever with you?
It's whatever with me. I mean,
it didn't do anything?
Nah, it didn't make me want to be like, "Oh shit, I can't wait for this Kendrick and J. Cole."
Mm-hmm.
But it just made me more interested to see if J. Cole keeps rapping like he did on this track. That's all that really did, because I was just like, he's definitely rapping in a way that would interest me more if he rapped like that more.
Yeah.
That's all it did.
Brian, I like Cole right there, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Same with y'all, just kind of just whatever.
Yeah, just good.
Yeah,
two solid tracks, you know, it's good that they, like you said, they released.
No, I'm saying, does it get you like pumped to like, "Yo, I want to hear that now"?
No, not like pumped up.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Like,
he was trying to call me last night talking about this shit. I'm at the club, B. Why the fuck you calling me?
You went to the golf club last night.
Yeah. He over here kind of calling me talking about.
I was trying to hang. I told y'all I'm gonna do that golf dance that you sent me that time, that video.
Yep.
I wanted to do that shit.
Well,
you know, I'm curious to hear what it sounds like, but I don't think this kind of sparked that. Because I think that, I mean, I really don't even know if they're going to even do this shit.
I don't think they will.
You know?
They bullshitting. So, they will.
Get that Future and Drake on.
Mm-hmm.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah, what a time to be alive. I'll be more hyped to hear that than that Future and Drake shit. They could have kept that shit. So anyway, so that's it, man. Just a quick rehab vid. We just happened to be together. We decided to just go ahead and do this, throw it up. So enjoy it. Don't. This isn't common on this. Oh. Patreon.com. If you like this video, support patreon.com/deadandhiphop.
Why are you yelling?
I'm not yelling.
Yes, you are.
I just have a
shout out to like you too, man. Shout out to FIFA.
Shout out to FIFA. Hey, man, we point a little bit out for you, bro. We miss you, my G.
FIFA, man. He up there making that paper right now. You know what I'm saying? You got to make that paper.
Hey, shout out FIFA, man. Hey,
you know what I'm
saying?
Hey, shout out FIFA.
People probably would say one of these tracks would bump to the whip.
Yeah.
Or if not both of them.
If not both.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to do a little FIFA impression?
perk.
Man, these tracks, bro. Hey, man, for Kendrick, man. This shit bumping the whip.
Hey, J. Cole.
Hey, do you, bro? Keep doing you.
Because if you do, man, people gonna let you know, man. People gonna let you know. Man. Down hip hop, man. People gonna let you know. Open the whip. Do you?
Follow me on Periscope.
If you want to bump in the whip with FIFO, follow me on Periscope.
Yeah, Periscope.
That's how it be. All right, man. All right,